Let's study the method of acquiring belief in Hashgacha. There are two approaches, both of which are necessary. One is through thought, and the other is through speech. One involves finding time throughout the day, and perhaps a set time during the day, where we can stop and think a little about this concept. We would observe and then appraise our lives and recognize the Hashgacha in every part of our day, every part of our life. The second approach is to talk about it to ourselves. Actually verbalizing this belief is very important and has a powerful effect on our hearts. Simply by saying what is on our mind makes it more real and tangible. So let's start with the first approach, which this would be done by creating a small window of time. It can be 5 minutes, more or less, but with some regularity. And most important is that it should be a little quiet and undisturbed time where we can turn inside and think. During that time, we will sit down and begin to think. I'm living in this house, right? Who found this house for me? Who made the sale go through? Who ensured I would not be outbid at the last moment? Who got me approved for a mortgage? Who ensured that everything would be ready on time for the transaction to take place? Being involved in a mortgage more than once and more than twice, it's very nerve-wracking, and there's a lot of things that have to go right, and there are so many things that can go wrong. There's a lot of hashgacha involved. Who moved me from my last place into this one with a minimal amount of damage, I hope, and aggravation? There are so many instances of hashgacha when buying a house and moving that once we begin thinking about it, we don't even know where to stop. Chazal say that one of the things announced by a heavenly voice, a bas koil, is Dira Pliny Lepliny. This house goes to this person. So it turns out that not only does Hashem get involved in every aspect of the house buying experience, but the result has been predetermined, predestined, signed, and delivered, even before we began. Let's think a little more. If we're married, we can think, who am I living together with? Who made this shidduch? Did it happen on its own? Who put the two of us together? When it comes to shidduchim, it's very hard to fool ourselves and think that we made it happen, or even to try to make it natural. It becomes very clear how Hashem guided each step of the way, and sometimes almost openly. Who doesn't feel, when becoming involved in the issue of getting married, that they are so dependent on the help of Hashem? As our Rosh Hashiva would say, there's nothing like shidduchim that brings a person to his knees. And here too, Chazal say that even before a person is born, their husband or wife is already chosen, predetermined for them. Hashem manipulates the world and all events of our personal lives, starting even before day one. When Hashem chooses my wife or my husband, when he determines where I will live, this has major ramifications on every aspect of every person's life. It affects anything and everything. What kind of life I'll live, where I will daven and learn, what kind of job I'll eventually do, how I will raise my children, what kind of children I will have, who will their friends be, and so on and so forth. This isn't even a partial list. This is just a drop in the bucket. But by Hashem, there's no such thing that He would do something without every single repercussion accounted and measured. Everything is revealed to Him, and He takes everything into account and manipulates all things to where they're meant to be. So we know this, but do we think this? Not so often. We don't think about it that often. Thinking about it, delving into this truth, reveals to us how much of our lives is bound directly to Hashem. The more we find a little time to think, the more we will appreciate Hashem's presence in our house, our cars, our jobs, and all that we do. It just takes a 5-minute pit stop, a little breath, to find time to think. This kind of hisbeinoness is integral to growth. Development can only be achieved through making a set time to think, and then finding time during the day to apply those thoughts. The end goal is that this reality will live in our minds constantly, as the truth is that Hashem is constantly keeping watch and observing and guiding us.